from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're going to go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline and welcome on of 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. Man has to go to work at 5:30 in the morning. Actually, that's when work starts. Sean Sharif there joining us now. Sean, welcome to the show.
Hey, you guys, whoever edited that up did a nice job. That's my radio ear. You took the different clips and put it all together nicely coming back from break. So nice job, producer props, in my opinion. Well done.
Look at that. He is gleaming over there, our producer, Keith Britton. So I guess we'll start with the reaction. Now, did you make it, because this became a national story, did you think that those comments were as incendiary as some people took them to be?
Oh, God. Great question. It's just exhausting. You know, look, of course, covering this football team and Jerry Jones as the flagship is like, you know, it's a sportscaster's dream. But it really does also get freaking exhausting doing this every other day and then trying to figure out what he says. So when I first heard the comments, I was like, oh, my goodness. Like, Dak sounds indifferent. You know, he's reached that point in the relationship where he's just like, I don't care. Like, I have my girlfriend, I have my daughter, and I have my first contract, and I'm going to be good to go. They don't want to respect me. They don't want to recognize me. Screw them. That's the way I first took it. But then, you know, we had our Cowboys insider on today's show, who is, you know, a humongous Dak fan. And he said, and he's right, Dak is very calculated. You know, Dak is normally one of the most generic, boring quotes in all of sports. So when he does something like this and goes outside the box, it's probably with intent. And Jerry Jones gave a little backhanded statement the other day when he said, you know, I love Dak, and, you know, I just can't picture not having him. And this thing is more about our cap problems than it is about him. But at the beginning of that statement, he sideswiped Prescott by saying, you could make the argument that if you haven't seen it by now, it's not there. And that had to have irritated Dak. So Dak yesterday, the main headline, of course, is going to read, I stopped listening to Jerry Jones a long time ago. That wasn't the most serious statement. The most serious statement was, it will be telling and it'll say what they think about me if I don't have a deal done. So our Cowboys insider and other people said it was negotiating through the media. I'm starting to believe that both sides would be okay if a divorce happened.
So it's interesting you say that, because that brings us to Jerry Jones. He had some comments in the CeeDee Lamb conversation. And one, it is manna from heaven for sports talkers. It is better than this bland, generic Ivy League crap that most of us have to put up with on any given day.
Right.
I mean, those dudes are where they are for a reason, but God, it is, the monotony is insane. But what do you think actually holds the Cowboys back more? Jerry negotiating through the media, or his outdated views on when to extend people and how to extend people?
Well, that's a good question. So the argument, some people make the argument, like Michael Lombardi, who I know you guys know there, that Jerry didn't really lose anything with this CeeDee Lamb thing this offseason. CeeDee's people were always going to wait for the Justin Jefferson deal. But that doesn't mean you couldn't assign CeeDee Lamb last year, right? So this was the argument with the first time Dak got extended. Now, I happen to agree with them. I was not, you know, I was more of a Dak Prescott doubter than believer. And I was like, okay, if you have to pay him more, then go ahead and pay him more after you know more. And Dak came out and had a really good year. And I was like, go ahead, pay him his $35 or $40 million. It seems like they're doing that again. Like, I know that Jerry is using the salary cap and the finances as their excuse, but I have believed that Jerry Jones wanted to see what Dak did again this year, and then he'd be willing to pay him the $60 million or the $65 million or whatever the market dictates. Because otherwise you cost yourself so much money. The Cowboys wait and wait and wait. And I really do think that it is an arrogance, and it is a my sandbox thing that played out with Jimmy Johnson in the Ring of Honor. It's disgraceful. It is inexcusable and disgraceful that Jimmy freaking Johnson had to wait that long, that he got into the Hall of Fame before he got into Jerry's little freaking Ring of Honor. And he loves having the keys, and he loves having the control, and he loves having the power and be able to say it's mine. And when we all knew that Jason Garrett was getting let go, that he was not returning, Jerry waited and waited and waited. And it was out of his insecure or petty defiance to let us all know, you don't dictate what I do. I control the timeline. And that's what it feels like in these negotiations. I'm not going to give in to CeeDee Lamb. I'm not going to give in to Dak Prescott. And Michael Parsons is probably going to go through the same exact thing. So to your original question, how much does it hurt the Cowboys that they wait? What really the fans are most ticked about around here is that they don't make any over-the-top moves to try to make this upcoming season feel different than last season. This is the most defeated and the most angry offseason that I've covered in 15 years here in DFW, because everyone believes that this team, led by Stephen Jones, not Jerry Jones, that's a misnomer publicly, Stephen Jones is the frugal one. Stephen Jones controls the purse strings, and Stephen Jones, we believe, is the one that really doesn't have them go out there and try to be aggressive with an over-the-top finishing piece to get to the NFC Championship game at least. Sorry for the long-winded answer.
It was lovely. I liked it quite a bit there. Sean Sharif there, 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. Hey, if you're looking for long-winded and over-the-top, you've come to the right place, Sean. Best guess. Does Dak have a contract before the Browns game?
You know, this morning before my show, I would have said no, but we had on Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, who told us that the CeeDee Lamb deal would get done when we got back from Oxnard in training camp. And this morning, Nick said at the end of our show, he thinks his guess is a deal gets done before the regular season starts. So I'm going to guess that it does get done before the regular season starts, because, and look, there's an argument to be made that Dak Prescott should just wait, that Dak Prescott should make them sweat and then just go ahead and leapfrog the market next offseason with the teams, because he can get to free agency if he wants to. But I'll go ahead and side with our insider who was right about CD and say and guess that something gets done before game one.
Sean, I know this is like asking about momentum in sports. So when we come to the distraction of all this, do you believe that the distraction of multiple contract kerfuffles, and not just that, moving on from a lot of veterans this last offseason due to salary cap stuff, do you think that could have a collateral damage effect on the Cowboys on the field this year?
Yes. And you know, it's a perfectly timed question, because Andrew Whitworth commented on this yesterday on the Rich Eisen show. We played it and I thought it was incredible. And this carries over, in my opinion, to every single workplace. Okay. So these other guys in the locker room who are not big names, number one, all we're doing is talking about the big names. We're not talking about them. But number two, and this is according to Whitworth, right, who very successful career now on Amazon, was with the Rams championship and all that stuff. He said,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you're another good player, what is the message being sent of, like, if I treat Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb like this, what's going to happen to me? And everyone is going to be, I call this season the House of Cards. And Mike McCarthy and his entire staff are on one-year contracts. You had the CeeDee Lamb thing just get ended the other day. Dak Prescott situation. Micah Parsons is not thrilled that he doesn't have brand new money. And what happens when things go south? What happens when people start looking out and looking over their shoulders? What happens if Mike McCarthy is starting to look at other job openings? What happens when Mike Zimmer is like, hey, who else needs a defensive coordinator next year? This is not the toughest football team. This is not the toughest organization. When they face the San Francisco 49ers, they get wedgies. They get their heads dunked in the toilet. They get pumped. And the Cowboys are bullies, basically. That's what they've been. They're NFC East bullies. They like to beat up on the crappy teams in this division. And then when they go have to face a real contest with real circumstances, they fold up and they run and they hide. What's going to happen with all this contract drama taking place if your football team is not thriving? They have Sam Williams already missing. And, you know, when you pay all these guys, what happens, right? Your depth is gone. Just look at the Rams, right? They won that championship, but they got lucky health-wise. The Dallas Cowboys are already missing a guy who they were counting on to be their second highest sack total in Sam Williams. You got your left tackle in Udoka, who's not as talented as Guyton, their left tackle, who Myles Garrett is going to introduce into the league. He's gone to go ahead and start off the season. And then we lost our second best cornerback. So I labeled this year a house of cards, and the contract status, the drama, the bitterness, and the one-year deals all add to it.
So it's interesting you say that, Sean, because I have tried to paint the picture that you're painting about my thoughts about week one, and I have been told that I'm sleeping on the Dallas Cowboys. So in Dallas, do you guys view week one against the Browns as a should win for Dallas?
No, not necessarily. By the way, everything I just said, I'm not applying it to week one. I'm applying it to, so I guess I agree with your listeners, but no offense. But when this thing starts, if it starts off 1-3, or if this gets to 4-4, or if this gets to 6-7, then I think everything that I just said applies. I'm having a hard time with the Browns game. And the person that I hate the most in Cleveland, and it's not for any massages and it's not for any low-hanging fruit jokes for Deshaun Watson. I hate Deshaun Watson because a couple of years ago, I said that he was even and even better than Dak Prescott here in the Metroplex. And since then, all Deshaun Watson has done is made me look freaking stupid and idiotic. So I'm having a really hard time with this game, really, because of your quarterback. And I think that's how a lot of people here view it, that CeeDee Lamb is brand new back on the practice field. You guys have a good defense. We have major question marks on the offensive line and the defensive line. Yes, we know that you guys are missing Chubb. I think this game right now is basically a toss-up.
I think Vegas agrees with you. And by the way, if you do come up to Cleveland for this game, if you just want to throw out that Deshaun Watson tidbit at any sort of tailgate, you're going to find some people who disagree with you. You're going to find some people who also quite agree with you. So do we get it? Do we have a...
Disagree. What are they going to disagree about?
Well, because every town has their homers.
Well, you can be a homer, but like you can't say he's played well. Like here's what I said today. Of all the things, when they gave him that, I mean, you lose your football card if you want to argue that he's played well. Like, that's just stupid. What I said today is what you could never have predicted for the Cleveland Browns, of all the heat that they took, right, for the Watson deal because of the PR and is this guy have serial problems and all the character questions. You know what the last thing would have been as the problem with giving Watson this guaranteed money and not being able to get out of the contract? His actual play. Like him actually being a good quarterback and really good football player was the lowest on the totem pole of reasons not to give him that money, and it's clearly right now number one. And I don't know how you could argue anything other than that.
Sean, we got a boogie buggy, but great stuff.
Tell your producer, man, I may be looking to hire. Thank you for having me.
Look at that.
Enjoy the season.
Great stuff, buddy. Sean Sharif, there, host of Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.